was a field caught by him. A touchdown, 80-yard pass play. He's hit the ball free. Colts are going to win it. The Colts are going to win it.
It's Friday night, and your work week is over. This is the off-season home for the Colts. The Last Word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
All right, let's go. We are The Last Word, the last local show of the week here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan, focusing on the Colts. I'm Matt Taylor Jimmy Mad Dog Matus. Go for it. Go for it, yes. You're in tune. Sounding good on a Friday night, sir. How are you?
I am good. Toes are tapping, ready to roll.
There's a lot to get into. Let's just dive right in here. We got a lot to squeeze in this half-hour program. Let's start off with the fallout here, dog. The McDaniels saga. Tuesday night, Josh McDaniels drops the bomb, says he's staying in New England. The Colts had agreed to terms with McDaniels, but ultimately he decides to stay with the Pats as the OC, a familiar spot for him. We had the press conference on Wednesday. Chris Ballard standing up there explaining what all went down. What did you make of Chris's words and what he had to say behind the podium on Wednesday?
What I like the most is when he said he was on the phone and he merely said, "Are you in or are you out?" That's all he needed to hear. And once he heard he was out, then he was done. He's on to the next guy. He's not going to spend a great deal of time there because, look, let's face it, listening to Chris Ballard since he's been here, he's always seems to be prepared, always seems to be thoughtful, but also no nonsense. Here we go. This is what we're going to do. If you're not all in, then it's not good enough for us.
Right.
And let's move on and go back to work.
Yeah, I like the black and whiteness of Chris Ballard. I completely agree with you. No explanation was needed. You're either in or you're out. And maybe it's best this way that you don't get a year into Josh McDaniels and find out that he regrets leaving New England and he can't handle, you know, personal player relationships like in Denver and he's not the right guy for the job. Maybe it's best that you find out now that he's not all in.
It's a difficult time to make that decision. Let's just face it. I mean, the time when you get an interview and then obviously the head coaching job, sure, I'm in. Then you're preparing for a big game, the biggest game of the year. Your head coach doesn't want to talk about anything other than that game, right? So it's hard. And then finally, when you have that discussion, you get persuaded to stay. The bottom line was he didn't want to be here at the end, and right. So let's move on.
All right, so it's February 9th, and the Colts do not have a head coach still. The reset button has been pushed on the search. It's been about 5 weeks and change since the end of the regular season. The Colts moving on from Chuck Pagano on New Year's Eve. The Colts were obviously high on Josh McDaniels. Otherwise, they would not have offered him the job. But the names that you heard at the beginning of the search with all the other teams involved at the end of the regular season, those guys have been snatched up. So it's a little bit of a different coaching pool, if you will, this time around for the Colts. With that in mind, how behind are the Colts behind the eight ball when it comes to this offseason so far?
I know it's probably not the optimum timing, but at that point in time, you're here. You see the scouts running around constantly here and in meetings constantly here. Chris Ballard had to come out of a draft meeting to take the phone call from Josh McDaniels. So the work is being done. Evaluation is being done. Getting ready for the draft and the combine long been prepared for. So the only other regard is building that staff, which some of those pieces are already here.
Yeah.
Putting the staff together is probably the only thing that maybe you're a little bit behind times. But the other things, I think that's an ongoing process.
Yeah. I want to combine two thoughts because I think you're exactly right. It's mid-February. It's not ideal to not have a head coach and a full staff in place, but it's not like it's mid-March. It's not like a month from now. You still have a couple of weeks before the major off-season events start to occur. And with the idea in mind that you're going to have to mesh two staffs together. You already have the defensive coordinator in place and Matt Eberflus, who comes over from the Dallas Cowboys. Does that make you think that moving forward, the Colts might hire a offensive-minded, and I put that in quotes, offensive-minded head coach, knowing that you already have a defensive mind already in place on the staff?
At this point in time, I think they're just going to guy that they just believe in is all in here, ready to go, whether that's offensive or defensive side of the football at this point in time. I don't know that. You know, I just know at this point in time, you want somebody in here that wants to be here, that you're comfortable with, that you can work with.
Yeah.
If you're Chris Ballard, you need somebody in here that you can work with.
So the way this unfolded, Does the NFL need to do something about the hiring policy while the playoffs are going on? I mean, the Colts had to wait 5 weeks, basically, to get spurned by their top choice as a head coach. They had to wait the maximum amount of time until after the Super Bowl for their top candidate, the guy they were going with, to get cold feet and leave them high and dry.
No. I think, what are you in football for? You're in football to win championships.
But the problem is that you had to hire the assistant coaches before the head coach because you don't want those assistant coaches to go elsewhere.
Let's face it.
That's why this looks bad.
You probably did that because you got the word from a guy that he was coming.
Right.
So that guy was helping you pick those guys.
So it's more of McDaniels being
you don't want to change the rules just because this guy went back on his word. The deal is if you're preparing for a Super Bowl, you're in the playoffs, you've got game, you don't want your coaches going flying other ways and interviewing for other jobs. You want them geared towards getting you ready for a game. And I don't think that will change, and I don't think it should change.
That's fair. But what's the lesson in all of this for 31 other teams in the NFL? They're all going to be leery now of going after coaches that make it deep into the playoffs because of how McDaniels handled this.
That could be. That's the risk you got to run. But let's face it, this doesn't happen very often.
Right. This becomes
more often than not, it's fine. It works out perfectly. It didn't this time. I would just never want to change what the goal is, and the goal is to win a championship, and I don't want my coaches signing with another team when we're still in the playoffs, and I want all his focus on getting us there. That probably screwed the Colts this year, but that being said, I wouldn't change the rules.
This becomes a verb, like a term now. You just got McDanielsed.
Yeah, it was a tough situation, but that being said, at this point in time, I think big deal. It's done. He turned you down. We go to the next guy.
You either want to be a Colt or you don't.
I think it's pretty simple.
All right, before we close out the segment, I do want to make sure that we take the time out to remember Edwin Jackson. It's just beyond horrible what took place early Sunday morning. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and the family of also Jeffrey Monroe, the Uber driver who was killed as well. Edwin's funeral is set for Monday, I believe, down in the Atlanta area, and Jim Irsay, first class. He's paying for both men's funeral. But I just want to say, Dog, that I was not friends, per se, with Edwin. It was more of a media player interaction, relationship type of thing. But the thing that I always took away from Edwin is his positivity, his passion for football, how hard he played, how much he hustled, how physical he played on defense. And he also put the team first before himself in everything that he did and everything that he said. So,
as a father of five with three sons that are basically Edwin's age, it strikes you. It humbles you, and it's tough.
Indeed. All right, time to hit the pause button here on the program. We'll continue to talk about the Colts on the other side, including how does Andrew Luck factor into the coaching search that's going on now? This is the off-season home of the Colts, the last word, and we're coming back on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts. Speedway has everything you need for your life on the go, great food and beverage choices, and only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card, where you earn points good for free food, merchandise, and more. Pick up your free Speedy Rewards Card today, only at Speedway. Proud to be part of your community and proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Around here, Colts football isn't just about team. It's about family, about passion, about never giving in, never giving up. About celebrating together, agonizing together, and ultimately getting better together. Our home is Lucas Oil Stadium, and our family gatherings happen on Sundays with 65,000 strong. We invite you to join us this fall by becoming a part of our season ticket member family. Colts season tickets go on sale February 26th at 10 a.m. Visit Colts.com/tickets to learn more.
Hey, where are you going?
How do you know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
The Last Word with Jimmy Bad Dog Matus and Matt Taylor is coming back in 60 seconds.
Hey, Colts fans, this is Barbara Boyd, Indianapolis Leadership Council member for UNCF, the United Negro College Fund. Your contribution to UNCF is an investment in our next generation and sending Indiana kids to and through college and in the communities they'll settle in to start their careers and give back. Go to uncf.org to invest in better futures for our students and for all of us by contributing to UNCF. UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Is number one, I'm going to listen to Andrew Luck, who I absolutely believe in and trust. I'm going to listen to the doctors that he is talking to and dealing with. And I'm going to listen to the guy that's training him right now. At this point, we feel very strongly that Andrew's in a good place. He doesn't need surgery. I've not gotten that from the two doctors that he's seen after the season. His strength is good. He's working on his throw motion. And he's working on his arm speed right now. He's not picked up a football, but he's throwing balls, working on arm speed. He is going to do every. He's not going to skip a step. I don't know if you know Andrew, but Andrew's not going to skip a step. He's going to do everything right to get himself ready to play. And I'm very confident, he's very confident, that he's going to come back and prove a lot of people wrong. I got a great, very proud of the kid, man. Wouldn't want anybody else on our team. We want our team to match what he has inside.
That's Chris Ballard from Wednesday on the current state of Andrew Luck. Welcome back on The Last Word here on FM 107.5 and 1070. The Fan, Matt Taylor here with Jimmy Mad Dog Matus. So we heard Chris Ballard say that Luck will not need a second surgery on his right shoulder. It's been about 4 months since Luck was shut down from throwing a football in the middle of the season, dog. Ballard said he's working on, Luck that is working on his throwing motion and his arm speed at the moment, but still not throwing an NFL football. So when you hear that for Jimmy Mad Dog Matus, how concerning is that to you?
Well, it's concerning. It's certainly concerning. I don't know that it's that I worry about it. I think most people expected that this wouldn't have taken this long, but it has. He's working towards getting back, and there's a time frame for that to happen. Quite frankly, it's just you move on, you think about the other things that you can at least foresee, and then hope that he's back.
Yeah, I don't think it's certainly not ideal, but it's like they've been saying this entire time. You can never accurately assess where you're at with a subjective part of the body, especially with a thrower like Andrew Luck. But where I think the fan base, listen, we all want to see him at the point where he can throw a football back-to-back days or close together and not have that major soreness come back. You want all of this behind Andrew Luck as quick as possible so that he's not worrying about it, the fan base is not worrying about his shoulder, and everybody can worry about blending in with the offense and blending in with the head coach and blending in, you know, getting to know the playbook and the teammates and not worrying about, you know, hey, how do you feel 2 days after, you know, your throwing regimen?
Yeah, and he wants to practice, right? In the last few years, he wasn't able to practice all the time. We want this thing to be 100% correct so he becomes the Andrew Luck he was when he came in the league.
Hey, the last words brought to you by Meijer. On top of weekly specials and built-in low prices, M-Perks gives you personalized rewards. Sign up for M-Perks and save 15% more each year at Meijer. You're just minutes from savings at mperks.com. Time for a quick timeout. When we close out, we'll get to the Forum Credit Union question of the week and get you set up for hoops tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of the weekend. It's a busy weekend of sports. The Olympics start this weekend as well. This is the last
word. I saw
some
curling last night, as a matter of fact, already. Yeah. Deep into the curling.
Oh, boy. This is the last word. We'll talk about curling coming up on the other side on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the Players Tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby Launch Party, Gate 6 Hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have in an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
There's more for your favorite sports at Meijer. More cheering with officially licensed team apparel and accessories for the whole family. More snacking with a great selection of party platters for your game day spread. Order at the deli or online at Meijer.com. More heartbreakers and cliffhangers with low prices on TVs from Vizio and Samsung. There's more of everything you love this sports season for less at Meijer.
Around here, Colts football isn't just about team. It's about family, about passion, about never giving in, never giving up, about celebrating together, agonizing together, and ultimately getting better together. Our home is Lucas Oil Stadium, and our family gatherings happen on Sundays with 65,000 strong. We invite you to join us this fall by becoming a part of our season ticket member family. Colts season tickets go on sale February 26th at 10 a.m. Visit Colts.com/tickets to learn more.
When your job demands a Hall of Fame performance, you need to call the pros at Walter Payton Power Equipment. Recognized as the leading supplier of Manitowoc Grove, Broderson, and Fozzie Knuckle Boom Cranes, along with National Boom Trucks, Manitou Rotating and Heavy Lift Telehandlers, along with Talbert Trailers. They have the field covered with locations in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Kentucky. For the best in sales, rentals, parts, and service, give the pros a call at Walter Payton Power Equipment, 765-482-4145, or visit on the web at wppecrane.com.
It's time once again for the Writer's Block, where we check in with Andrew Walker, writer for Colts.com. And this is where we get a look at what Andrew was putting up on the website. What do you got going on this weekend, Andrew?
Well, Matt, I don't know. Not much happened this week, so not going to be much on the website.
Yeah, wasn't a lot going on, man.
pretty
dry.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, obviously we're going to be following the fallout from Tuesday night's stunning developments, where Josh McDaniels agrees to be coach and then last second pulls out. So we've seen some names floated around as the next head coaching candidates. Chris Ballard, obviously, what can you do? You just move on. He said he's going to take his time. So a few names floating around there and see if those guys get interviews. Maybe something happens over the weekend, maybe not, but we'll keep an eye on that.
Also, too, keep in mind that the NFL Combine is about 3 weeks away. It's at the end of this month, and that's really the first big off-season event to take place.
Yeah, so if you're just looking at the Combine specifically, now the Colts, of course, have the number 3 overall pick, so what do you do there? Lots of really good options, obviously, with that number 3 pick. Do you pick one of the best prospects available? Do you move back to 5 or 6, maybe, and get yourself a whole boatload of picks, you know, or maybe a player or two in that? But I've been doing mock draft Monday articles every Monday on Colts.com. And because, I mean, it's crazy. People love the mock drafts even this early on. And 12 of the 14 mock drafts from the quote-unquote experts that you look at, the main guys out there that do these mock drafts, have Bradley Chubb, the defensive end from North Carolina State, as the pick for the Colts at number 3, barring, you know, the chance that they don't trade back. So
right.
He's a monster defensive end and pass rush type guy that a lot of people like. You know, these pass rush monsters the last couple of years have done so well. Miles Garrett, right, showed flash a lot last year for the Browns. Could come in and make an immediate impact for the Colts defense.
And that makes sense. I mean, if he does hypothetically come in here, the Colts might need some help at pass rusher, considering Chris Ballard hinted the other day that they might be on the move defensively, schematically wise, from a 3-4 to a 4-3.
Yeah, and from everything I've read, he could play outside linebacker in a 3-4, but right now he's playing at 275 pounds. He's a big boy. I think he likes his hand in the dirt right now at defensive end, and it seems like he could be, you know, if the Colts wanted to make it, he could be the next pass rusher in waiting at number three, or whoever gets him is going to be lucky, because he's one heck of a player.
Absolutely. All right, that's the Writer's Block with Andrew Walker from Colts.com. A look at what's going on the website this weekend. Andrew, thanks as always for the time, and keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, Andrew Walker right there. I'm Matt Taylor, and more of The Last Word with Jimmy Mad Dog Mattis and myself returning in just 1 minute.
Furnace on the fritz? Whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, you need a dealer who knows what it takes to warm things up. With your local Bryant dealer, you're getting more than just a technician. You're getting someone who pays attention to your needs. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes. It takes attention to detail, the right tools, and friendly, knowledgeable service. Bottom line, it takes a Bryant dealer to bring the heat. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
Cars have just always been a part of my life. My dad bought a Camaro, and that was my best friend growing up. I had a car picked out. It was my dream car, and I needed a little extra money. Went to Form Credit Union, applied for a loan, and they made it super easy. I got the keys to my car. Their online tools are very user-friendly. Anything I needed, they were able to help me out. Form put me in the driver's seat.
Form Credit Union. Your money, your voice.
We're talking Colts in the offseason on The Last Word with Jimmy Mad Dog Mattis and Matt Taylor on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome back to The Last Word, the offseason home of the Colts. For all Colts radio shows and podcasts, you can find them on Colts.com, the mobile app, iTunes, and on TuneIn. With Jimmy Mad Dog Mattis, I'm Matt Taylor. It's time now for the Forum Credit Union Question of the Week. NFL head coaches, Dog, with ties to Bill Belichick, have a combined record of 156 wins and 227 losses as head coaches themselves so far.
Okay.
Wow. Matt Patricia and Mike Vrabel are the newest branches of the Belichick tree to go elsewhere. So who is the only coach? There's only one coach on the Belichick list that has a winning record on his own. Who is it? Is it A, Al Groh?
You don't need to go multiple choice on this.
No?
Everybody knows it's Al Groh.
Most people don't even know who Al Groh is.
Al Groh, and I think his overall record is 9-7.
Ding, ding, ding. Man, you did your homework, dude.
Well, it's just been talked about a lot. You
did your homework.
But it's just been talked about a lot over the last several weeks.
Yeah, he went 9-7 in 2000 as the coach of the Jets. Other notable guys, you've got Eric Mangini. He went a whopping 33-47 as the head man of the Jets and Browns. Romeo Crennel went 28-55 in two stints with the Browns and the Chiefs. Bill O'Brien, still the head man in Houston. He's 31-33 overall. And Nick Saban, remember the Nick Saban experiment with the Dolphins? He went 15-17 in the NFL. So maybe it's a blessing the Colts didn't hire Josh McDaniels.
Perhaps.
There you go.
Perhaps.
That's one way to look at it. You can sleep easy
tonight.
I'm
just tired of talking about Josh McDaniels. He's done. Move on.
How many more times will you hear the words Josh McDaniels over the weekend?
I just hope it's over.
There you go. Visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com to interact with other fans online. You can post a topic and participate in various discussions regarding the Colts. Forum Credit Union helping members live their financial dreams. Let's close out the show. Talk about the picks for the weekend.
Who you got this weekend? It's time to let it ride.
All right, you're killing me. I don't even want to talk about it. You have 29 wins. I have a lot less than that.
You didn't have the Eagles in the Super Bowl,
did
you?
I did not. I didn't have Nick Foles.
You didn't
winning.
Have Nick Foles as MVP, did you?
I did not. You got three bonus points last week, so good for you, buddy. We got Pacers at the Celtics tonight at 7:30, following us here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Go.
I'm going with the Celtics in that one.
All right, I'll go Pacers. What do I have to lose? Minnesota at IU tonight, starting at 7:30 at Assembly Hall.
I'm going Hoosiers.
Me too. Purdue at Michigan State. This is the game everybody's been waiting for in the Big Ten.
tomorrow afternoon around 4 o'clock up in East Lansing.
I think it's a tough task, but I don't think Purdue loses two in a row. I'm going with the Boilers.
All right, I'll go Sparty at home. Butler at Villanova Saturday at noon. Another big game for the Butler Bulldogs, looking to pull off this sweep against the Villanova squad.
Villanova's going to be a little ticked off,
you think?
Yeah. That being said, that's tough. Which one are they? You know, they've had an injury or two, but I'm still going with Villanova at home.
Me too. Florida State at Notre Dame up in South Bend tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Florida State.
Oh, all right, go Notre Dame at home. Loyola against Indiana State Saturday at 2 in Terre Haute.
You know how much I love to say Sycamores. I'm going with the Indiana State Sycamores.
Right, I'll go with Loyola on the road. Time now for Dog's classic joke of the week. And can I just tell you how much I think that you enjoy this part of the show?
This is my favorite part of the show.
All right.
Putting you in agony. All right. Yeah. And this started you've changed it to classic joke of the week.
Yeah.
You started it out as stupid joke
bad
of the week,
joke.
Didn't you? Bad joke of the week. Well, this is going into the bad joke category.
I've got the
this
dump.
This is going to set me back a little bit.
I've got the dump button ready.
So a duck walks into a bar.
Oh, boy.
Waddles in, jumps on the bar stool. Bartender comes up, says, can I help you? He goes, yeah, you got any grapes? Said, no, I don't have any
grapes. I've heard this one.
Said, no, I don't have any grapes. So he's disgusted. He walks out. Next day, door opens, 3 o'clock. Duck waddles up, jumps on the bar stool. Bartender says, can I help you? He says, yeah, you got any grapes? No, we don't have any grapes. Duck, disgusted, leaves. Next day, door opens, 3 o'clock. Duck waddles in, jumps on the bar stool. Bartender comes over. Bartender says, can I help? He says, yep, you got any grapes? Bartender says, no, I don't have any grapes. And if you ever come in here again asking for grapes, I'm going to nail your feet to the bar. The duck's disgusted.
Wow,
he
that's a little extreme.
Duck's disgusted. He leaves. Next day, 3 o'clock, door opens. Duck waddles in, jumps onto the bar stool. Bartender comes up. He says, can I help you? Duck says, you got any nails? He said, no, I don't have any nails. He said, good. Got any grapes?
Listen, pal. Give me some grapes. I don't know, man. That's not that bad. That's a classic. That's more of a classic.
It is a classic.
All right, coming up next, it's Pacer Hoops. Pacers in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Dog, great job on the show tonight. Have a great weekend coming up.
All right, babe, you too.
All right, Jimmy Mad Dog Matus, I'm Matt Taylor. Thanks for getting in the last word. We'll do it again next Friday right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. So long.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
When you've been in business since 1951, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, we get outstanding feedback from our customers. Why? Because we know how to make quality concrete, and we will help you make sure everything is addressed before your contractor pours. Call Shelby and find out what you need to know on your next project. 317-738-3445. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Bottom line, we'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Simple choices we make every day can have a very real impact on the air we breathe and on the long-term health of our families. Choose E85 when you fill your flexible fuel vehicle, and you can significantly reduce carbon dioxide emissions from entering our air. Millions of gallons sold, billions of miles driven prove that ethanol-blended fuel made from corn is a smart choice. Let's clear the air with Indiana-grown ethanol. Brought to you by Indiana corn farmers with their corn checkoff dollars.
What if a car company didn't just build better cars, but helped build something more? Like community, family, futures. Well, that's exactly what Honda's doing right here in Indiana. We're home of the award-winning Civic and new home of the CR-V, both proudly built in Greensburg. We're Honda, and we're building something more together. From your central Indiana Honda dealers and Honda Manufacturing of Indiana.